anything we're going to say tonight is halacha v'loy l'maisa. It's just to raise awareness, and Elam should take from it and do with it as a should. The halacha over here in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tav Pei Tes Sif Yud, says, Osur lechol chadosh af bizman hazeh. It's osur to eat chadosh even bizman hazeh. Now, before we go any further, let's explain what is chadosh and why would we think that it's not osur bizman hazeh. In Parshas Emor, Pasuk says, gives us the mitzvah of bringing the korban ha'emer. When Klal Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, they should bring the emer, which is the first of the harvests, should be brought to the Beis Hamikdash and brought as a korban. The pasuk then says, "V'lechem v'koli v'charmel lo yisoichelu ad etzam hayem hazeh ad habiachem es karbana v'keichem chukas elam v'dereseichem v'chol moish v'seichem." Which the article teaches, you shall not eat bread or roasted kernels or plump kernels until this very day, until you bring the offering of v'keichem, is an eternal decree for your generations in all of your dwelling places. Meaning to say that until the korban ha'emer is brought, no new grains may be eaten. Now, what's considered a new grain? New grain is something that did not take root before the korban ha'emer is brought. The rule is that if something took root before the korban ha'emer was brought, machlokes and pesukim was 3 days before, 2 weeks before, but if it took root before the korban ha'emer was brought, then that korban ha'emer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, is matir the new grain, that grain that took root to be eaten. If, however, it did not take root yet until by the time the ha'emer was brought, so then that grain, which only took root after the korban ha'emer was brought, may not be eaten until the following year's korban ha'emer is brought. So any grain that is took root before the ha'emer is considered yashan. Once the ha'emer is brought, it's mutter. Any grain that is took root after the korban ha'emer was brought is considered chadash and may not be eaten until the next korban ha'emer, at which point its status will turn into yashan. This halacha is negea the chameshes mini dogam. Wheat, barley, oat, spelt, and rye. Now, Stam, the Sefer Chinuch says that in Mishrashe HaMitzvah that the reason why we have to wait until the Omer is brought is, it says, similar to the idea of that you're not able to be, also them to be Nena Me'el Mazeh B'loi Brach. This Indian is a new grain. You wait until the Emer is brought. Now, so that was all Bizman that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, and we brought a carbon Emer. What about afterwards? So now the halacha is that you have to wait until that day finishes, meaning that the carbon Emer was always brought on the second day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to wait until the 17th of Nisan, and then the Chodesh becomes Yashan, gets Nitar. And in Chutz La'aretz, you have to wait until the 18th of Nisan. And that's what this Shulchan Aruch is saying. Also, the Chodesh af bizman hazeh, even bizman hazeh, when there's no Eimer. He finishes off. He says, "Bein kali bein lechem bein kali bein karmel ad tchilas leil yudches benisan uveretz Yisrael ad tchilas leil yudzayim benisan." And he also passes this in Yeridah. Now, for us here, right now in South Florida, in Stama, this whole entire Nidan is not going to be Negei until next winter. Because after Pesach, everything's Chadash. It becomes Yashan. And right now, the stores are already Pesach thick, so you can't buy anything anyways. So, but for the rest of the world, this should be Negei, a Pasuk in the Torah. You're not allowed to eat Chadash. Now, is this Isr Chadash one of the mitzvahs hatzulias baretz? Is it exclusive to Eretz Yisrael? Or is it Negea also in Chutz Laretz? It certainly is Negea in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why no reputable hechsher in Eretz Yisrael would be on something that is Nakash. Yashan. What about in Chutz Laretz? So there's a Mishnah in Kedushin, Aflam Vavim Beis, where there's a Machlekes. The Tanakamo says that Chadash is only Negea, it's going to be a mitzvah Satsuyas Ba'aretz, it's only going to be Negea in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says that no, it's Chadash also applies to Chutz La'aretz. Now, how do we pass it? Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Simon Reish Tzadi Gimel says, this is Sif Beis, says, Isur Chadash, Noyeg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein b'chutz la'aretz, Bein b'shal Yisrael, Bein b'shal Eivik Echavim. That is a chodesh, is Negea, site in Eretz Yisrael, and in chutz la'aretz, for a yid, if it belongs to a yid, if it belongs to a guy, makes no difference. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, like Rabbi Eliezer, this psak of the Isra chodesh, Noeg, Bein ba'aretz, Bein b'chutz la'aretz, is clear in the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tur, Shulchan Aruch, and many others as well. The Shulchan Aruch Firdaus with Bein Bishal Yisrael, Bein Bishal Ibik Echavim, that is Mefurish in a Tosfos in Kedushin. We're over there. The Tosfos brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that why did the Mishnah not talk about challah? And the Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah was only talking. The Mishnah over there in Kedushin was only talking about things that are negeah by a guy. Challah, which would not be negeah by a guy, is not included. So Zok Tosfos. So it says things to say in this Yerushalmi that chodesh, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, would be Negei by a guy, and that's why it is in the Mishnah. So, the question that we'll ask here, but all the Svarim over all the generations have dealt with, is that seemingly the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel. And so the question is, why? So, I have to put forth five different shitas that there are to be mekel. Try to do it again. First one is in the Ramah. The Ramah, he's doing this based on a Tshuvas HaRosh, which the Torah brings down, which is that there's the inyan of a Svek Sveka. We don't know exactly where the wheat is coming from. Where the grain is coming from. So it could be that the grain is coming from last year. First of all. So if it's coming from last year, certainly Yashan. And even if it's coming from this year, Zakhtarash, could be that this grain was Nishrash before the Emor's Brook, or now before the 17th, 18th of Nisan. So the stomach was asking me Kyrgyz Kasha, which is that what's the Svek Sveka? The Chayra, there's only one the definitive time, which is when the Emir is brought. Anything that was Nishrash before then will be Yashan. Anything that's Nishrash after then will be Chadash. The Chayra does not make any. Where's the Svek Sveka of the if it was Negea in the previous that could be in the previous year and even this year, maybe it was before the Karban Emir. So the Aruch HaShulchan gives a teretz. The Aruch HaShulchan says is that there's an afkamina, which is that the grain of that grew this year is able to be brought for the carbon heimer, whereas grain from the previous year is not allowed to be used to be brought for the carbon heimer. So Zokter, being that there's an afkamina, he was married in a different place, that's enough to create that it's two separate tzveikas, and mela, that's the sexteka. You might see that this might be a totally lishan pasuk. So many of the poskim, Shabura, Maisha, Vahulu, they all say this is only though if you have a real sexteka, meaning if you're able to be mevarer things, so then you will not be able to use this sexteka. And from my understanding, from what I've seen, Zohar, nowadays in America, things are very, very easily able to be tracked. The information is there, and you have to know if your sexteka would still be kai. No specific order, because these five. The next one we'll bring is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham. This is the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach. He says that in that Tshuvas Arash, he quotes a Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch wants to suggest that Chadash is only Midrabban in Chutz Laaretz. It's not Midraisa. Because he says, and he says that the whole Gzer Derabban would have only mamash machmir on the arotzis that were right around Eretz Yisrael. Anything further away is actually if you have a safek, so then you'll be able to go safek Derabban lekula. The Aruch HaShulchan. He brings down our Zeruah like that. Also that says that it's a suffix that's the Rabbanon. Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that this whole din the Rabbanon was only on places where it was passively negeh to bring the carbon ha'imer from. So the Melo, that's why that would not. Anything beyond that is fine. I was wondering, maybe could be that the Aruch HaShulchan this is l'shitasa that he would say, not like Kuegger, and he would say that it would chapa nafkamino to make a sexeko, the fact that tefuah that was planted this year could be brought for carbon aimer, because he's learning that the whole zera in the first place had to do with things pertaining to the carbon aimer. So, on the Magen Avraham himself ends off that Bal Nefesh Yachmir Kachol She'afshar, and this too, the look at the Paiskim, there is a lack that the Paiskim argue on this. So it's that the Taz basically says it's shver, but there was a Tanakhava that argued on Rabbi Eliezer. So even though Shainim are all passing like Rabbi Eliezer, but he says it's a shasat chak, because if we're not able to eat from the chodesh, then we're not going to have what to eat. So memela, so he says that he builds it out that in this for a shasat chak, so you're able to be soymich on the shita's Tanakama, and you could go with the Tanakama that says that chodesh and chodesh was only on Eretz Yisrael. It's not me the rice on Chutz Laaretz, and Mila you'll be able to be matter. The shach goes very sharp.
I mean, that's like the Ramah in the other day, that it's mutter shiyu shagin of ali mazidin because they don't have anything, that they won't have what to eat. Right.
No, the Aruch HaShulchan also speaks out. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks. He says that the other. The Ramo was coming out to Sveika and was not allowing for other cheshbain. That was because he lived in Poland and those places where they had things that were yashan. But he says, where I live in Russia, if we didn't eat yashan for 8 months a year, we wouldn't have anything to eat. So 8 months a year, you can't live like that. The Shach argues with Chol HaTekef and Stamazai, he argues on this whole binyan of the Taz of doing things because of Shas of Chak Misaymech. He holds that you can't do that. There's a Lechem Mishnah in the Pnei Yeshua, which is negea, not to all things that are Chadash, but it's only they're talking about beers specifically. Drinks that are derived from grain, that because it's not, you don't have the mamashos, so that would be mutter. The Shach argues on that. There's a Bach, which the Bach is perhaps the only one who's really very not apologetic about his shita. He comes in, he says that. Man, he saw all the gedolim were eating chadash. There was nothing about it. So he looked into it, and he comes out that the isur d'oraisa, even we pass like Rav Elazar, but that's only for chadash that's owned by a yid. Chadash that's owned by a goy says that would not have the isur d'oraisa, and he goes so far as to say he. Along Shtickle, he brings Rias, and he says, "V'lachein in l'shum gadol l'hayris herol l'iser hepech haminig shenogu alpi g'dayli Yisrael l'heter u'misha roitzel l'hachmer la'atzvei." Somebody wants to do that, midas chasidusu v'layer la'achirim. Don't tell anybody else, because l'leis l'insuye. And he says, "Dafku v'misha horgel b'shar prishes u'mufursum l'chasid rashai l'nig eves l'iser zeh." I'm stuck. So, Zaydan the Taz argues on his shitas, and the Goyin, who comes and really argues on all the different shitas, he says that mitzad the Bach, he says, "Kvar hikuk al kod kodai kol ha'achreinim u'shkogo yotzo mitachas yodai v'toiva ha'valila v'ha'ag kan ha'shtika," is strong with shayness the other way. So, in 40 seconds, I'm not coming to say anything to myself, but first of all, after all these five, the Steichamid brings down a Sefer Chuy Schein, the Pesachei Tshuva Shazan Tzu, who basically says that there's a tier of call time Elu, but Klai Yisrael was already was Noig like this. And when there's a minig, so you follow the minig. He says maybe the Rif Ramam Rosh, maybe the minig wasn't kavua b'yameim yet, but hanged, there's a minig, and you have to follow the minig. But even he ends off by Yared Vashem Yachish La'atmei La'achmer Karif Ramam Rosh by Tosfos. Mishnah Brura over there in Tafetes says he brings down the different term. He says v'inei. That we can't be meicha biyada mikilim. Mkomakam kobal nefesh lo yismech al haterim halalu. Viyachmel atzmei kechol masha efshaloi. Ki laharbe gedele rishaynim hu is the rice of bechol gavni. As much as he can. The Bir Halacha, over there, he says that he sees there are people who are machmirim and all different kinds of things. And linyan zeh, they don't do it. He says he thinks that pshat is because people think that it's all or nothing with this. So if it's all or nothing, so it's eshver zach to do. He says, no, whatever the person can do, they should do. They're not going to be mafra all the way. It's not a reason to be makel all the way. So samazay hashkafically. It's a very important musik also, that person, whatever they're able to do, they should do, and I think we can't end off a shir without mentioning Chassam Sefer in his whole entire battle with against the reform. His whole battle cry was based on Mishnah and Arlo, which is the reason for the Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Elazar, which there's a Stam Mishnah in the end of Arlo that says, Chadosh Asim and Atar B'chol Makim. So he said, any Chadoshes that people are going to be making, they should not make. You see the Chashivas of a Minig. There's a lot to say, and Ken Lachal, yeah, come on.
Sorry for asking you, Princess.